Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Who a great guest happens to be is Nate Bauer. Welcome, sir. Great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me. What's going on?
If I knew, I'd tell you. Yeah, I know what's going on. All right.
That makes two of us.
So we'll do a little combo football basketball here.
Okay.
So let's start with the football part. You know, what did you see, especially in the second half of that game on Saturday at Maryland?
Yeah, I mean, look, like I think that I've gotten to the point where I'm not waiting for Penn State's offense to break out anymore, right? Like, this just kind of is who they are. And so I thought the inconsistency of the first half, you know, it's not like it was dramatically improved in the second half. It's just Jahan Dotson went 86
yeah.
for a touchdown, right? Like, mm-hmm. yeah. Maryland had a lapse on that play. And, really, that was a situation where Penn State had just taken a sack. I mean, it was second and 17, I think,
yes,
on that
was.
Play.
It was.
And so in a 14-14 game. So what had been really kind of a tenuous situation turned into, obviously, a Penn State, you know, 7-point advantage there. And then they were able to take advantage of it, get another field goal, and then obviously Jair Brown finishes the game. But, no, I mean, look, like, there is no getting around the reality that everything for this team has been – an uphill climb this season, right? Like there are not easy wins for this team on the schedule, which is not to say that they can't win plenty of games. They've already done it. They have done well in the face of uphill climbs. It remains a truth that, you know, nothing is going to come easy for these guys.
Are we talking enough about Dotson?
No. No, look, like, two things. One is he catches everything.
Mm-hmm.
That is, to me, the most underappreciated aspect of his game, is that if it's in the vicinity, he's coming down with it. Like, he just, mm-hmm. he doesn't have drops.
Right.
The ball doesn't hit him, right? Which is not something that you can say about everybody. So that's a huge thing. But then the second thing, and this is what really kind of stood out to me, is I saw, and I don't know what you saw, because the television replay did not show it to me, but on the 86-yard touchdown, I saw a burst of speed right around midfield
yeah.
that I had mm-hmm. not seen from him before, right? Like, I thought...
Yeah, and that was, see, what happened is when he hit midfield, that burst, because he's in the 4-3s now when he runs. But he had a burst, and that helped set up the block that Theo Johnson made.
Correct. He should have been tackled on that play. He should not have been able to take a distance. And so that, to me, was yet another indication of how he has actually developed. Like, right, he has clearly developed physically in his time at Penn State, because the early storyline from James Franklin – his freshman and really sophomore years were how much progress he needed to make, that he needed to get bigger. He needed to get stronger. He needed to get faster. And, you know, by every appearance, he has done those things.
Right. Exactly. He has done that. And he's obviously in sync with Sean Clifford. There's no question about that. The defense, we've talked about this before. It's now 5 takeaways in the red zone this year.
Yep.
They've got more field goals against them than touchdowns in the red zone this year. You're facing a team this week, by the way, kicks a lot of red zone field goals, 17 of them out of 42.
Yep.
What are you seeing from this team when they're back? And the field also shortens up.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was going to say. They are – the definition of bend but don't break. They will let you move the ball between the 20s. They are not going to let anything get behind them. I mean, I really cannot think of, other than maybe a garbage time touchdown here or there, but I cannot think of many many long touchdown passes, right, against this that have gone for a touchdown. You know, the obviously Ohio State had at least one, the Castro Fields, but just in general, that has been a pretty consistent element to this team, is that, yeah, they will let you get to the red zone, the fringe red, and then they will shut you down. They will take the ball. They will take the ball away. They limit your options. And I mean, look, it's not a coincidence at this point. The sample size is very much large enough to understand that that's kind of who and what these guys are.
All right. So Michigan comes in here. We don't know who for Michigan's coming in here, because they had a few guys go out of their last game with Indiana. Yep. When you've watched Michigan this year, what have you thought?
Yeah, I mean, my question is always about the quarterback. Like, that's I understand that their strength, right? They've got two running backs who play off of each other very well, and that is something that Penn State happens to be fairly efficient at and good at, is stopping the run. I mean, I understand. I will maintain that even after the Illinois loss for Penn State, it's still a pretty good run defense. And Illinois only scored 10 points in regulation off of its 350-yard day on the ground. So if that's what Michigan's approach is going to be, is to just pound Penn State to death on the ground, that's not necessarily the be-all, end-all of how this game winds up. And so I've run a couple of numbers, and the thing that's interesting to me about this Michigan offense is their scoring average, I think, is 37 a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's skewed by the non-conference.
Yeah, no question. No question.
They are not – the average, I think, is 30.8 in Big Ten games, which is still pretty good.
It's good.
But that's you know – I think a legitimate thing to wonder is, okay, what does that 31 a game translate to at Beaver Stadium against this Penn State defense? Because to me, it suggests pretty strongly that, you know, you're going to see this is another game ripe for 24-21, right? Like something, I mean, if I'm looking at the over under, I'm hammering the under on this game. I don't think there are a ton of points to be had for either one of these offenses. But, you know, and again, like same deal with McNamara, is game manager, has done a really nice job this season of not losing games for Michigan.
Right.
And so, and you know, that is something that Penn State has typically this season done fairly well with defensively.
What is this over under you speak of? No. All right. what is that? Basketball, the Micah Shrewsbury era opens tonight. It's interesting because you're going to have, you know, because Dick and I were talking about this, and this will actually be something we talk about in the pregame. John Hara, Seth Lundy, Miles Dredd are on their third coaches in 3 years, and Sam Sessoms is on his fourth.
They have
all hung in there and stayed, and I think there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, no question. I mean, certainly John had options. Miles, you know, I never got the sense that Miles looked around.
No, I didn't get that sense either, no.
Yeah, you know, Sam is a guy, right? Like he had just transferred. So to transfer again, I don't think, but your point is well taken. I mean, I think certainly I'm just trying to be realistic with people about what this team is, because I think there are some exciting pieces for people that have intrigued.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, Jalen Pickett is a good basketball player. That's a big addition for Penn State.
Yep.
But you know, there are some limitations in the roster. Greg Lee being hurt for this game and to start the season does not help Penn State.
No.
That is a major, major issue.
No question.
Given the fact, right, like John Herrick can play 24 minutes a game. So you got to figure out what to do with those other 16 in terms of a big body. If there's a time for it, the beginning of the season is it, right? You don't want that in the Big Ten. So if they can get him back, then maybe they're in a little bit better shape.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a team that is curious to me in that it has the potential to have hot nights.
Yep.
I just think that there's a counter to that, which is something that we are extremely familiar with, which is, you know, there are going to be nights where it doesn't happen, where it's not happening.
Right.
And a streaky shooting team can find itself in a jam.
Right.
So,
and there's another part, too. They don't have the team speed that they've had the last 3 or 4 years where you could really translate a lot of defense into offense.
Yep. Yep. And you know, and I think that Mike Shrewsbury said it on Monday in his press conference. They're not trying to do that.
Exactly. No. And part of this is, look, with Greg not there, they have to protect John.
Yep. Yep. And so it is a lot of half-court defense, trying to be better on the perimeter, fewer steals, you know, just less of that transition, and then get guys open shots. And you know, I think that Micah Shrewsbury has a history of allowing for that to happen. I think this is a system that will create open shots.
No doubt.
But you got to make them.
Yeah.
You got to make them. And, like, that is the one thing.
That has been my experience, that if you have an open shot, you have to make it.
It's we make these things so complicated. And, you know, I mean, even with Pat Chambers, I mean, I very frequently think of some of the critiques of, well, you know, that they're not scoring. Well, if the shot is open,
yeah,
that's coaching.
I know.
That is college basketball.
Exactly.
Getting an open shot.
That's why I always love the post game thing. The person that tries to be the brains of the tailgate will then start talking about scheme, and they have no idea what the scheme is. It's like, okay, there you go. It's a scheme. Yep. Okay. Well, why don't you? Let's get a whiteboard here. Why don't you show me what the scheme is?
Yep.
I'm going to get a beverage. My friend, always a pleasure. You know that.
I'll see you tonight.
I'll see you tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah, it will be good to be back in the Bryce Jordan Center. Last year was a slog.
I know.
I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, it's always great to see as many human beings as possible out there. Believe me.
Yeah, no doubt.
I thought I was the issue. I said, I've cleared out stadiums and arenas all over the country here. I was getting to the point where I thought it was. And you know what? Jack and Dick never countered that. All right. So.
Well, allow me to be the nice guy.
That's right.
Not you.
Sir, thank you.
All right. You got it. See ya.